You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
Here's what you should know today. Uber and Lyft's gig work law could expand beyond California. The companies are backing proposals in other states that would give workers the ability to form unions, but still consider them contractors, not employees. Could carbon dioxide be turned into jet fuel? A team at Oxford University in the United Kingdom has come up with an experimental process that might be able to turn carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas emitted by all gas-burning engines, into jet fuel. If successful, the process, which uses an iron-based chemical reaction, could result in net zero emissions from airplanes. And the oldest crewed deep-sea submarine just got a big makeover. The 60-year-old sub is preparing to take its deepest plunge yet, but in the age of autonomous machines, why are humans exploring the ocean floor at all? Find out more at Wired.com. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at Wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.